And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we're in the mighty 1090 studios with Rosie Flowers from Cedros Sport Fishing. We're going to be talking some great fishing here down at Cedros Island and all the great things that they've done with the new regime at Cedros Sport Fishing. You stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I can think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. It's going to be a fun show talking about one of my favorite places ever.
Yeah, for sure. Cedros Sport Fishing.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. You got it.
Yeah. Can we say formerly Cedros Adventure?
You sure can.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Of course. Yeah.
Apologize
yeah.
in advance.
And hey. Still the original and still the best
no
absolutely.
Operation, hands down, on Cedros Island.
Absolutely.
Period. And things have changed now for the better since the name change. And
absolutely.
Adrian, who's the original owner, is still involved, but Big Al from the XL is involved now with Patrick.
Yep.
And they've brought on some new things at Cedros Sport Fishing, right?
Absolutely, we have. And also still, you know, not only have we brought some new things on, but, you know, we still have more plans for improvements next year. You know, the one thing that we try to do is listen to our guests that have been down there and through their recommendations, try to see what else we can improve upon.
So my biggest thing about going to Cedros Adventures was having to waste a day going in and going
Correct.
Out, basically.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's not that far away.
It's the toughest part.
And it was really, really hard. Although I loved going to Ensenada and having breakfast, and it was kind of a cool little deal, but it wasn't necessary.
That's
it was
correct.
Just like, come on, we can fly right to Cedros Island, really?
So close.
It's so close. So what have you done about that?
Well, first of all, Pete, I will never get another email from you asking if you're the first flight or the second flight.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
Because
thing.
You are always the first flight.
The first flight.
The only
the
flight.
The only flight. That's
the
a good
The only flight. So when we first came aboard, the one thing that we heard from every single angler that was down at the island was, it's too bad that we can't get there sooner. You know, as much as, like you said, you love the breakfast, you love the drive down there and the scenery and everything, you would let that go to have a direct flight to the island and fishing on that first day.
And have an extra half a day fishing.
And have an extra half day fishing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Big Al worked his tail off, and actually through a recommendation through you guys talking to us about the CBX and flying out of the CBX down to, you know, El Salto and La Paz and all the places that you guys go, it was because of you guys that we found our direct flight down to the island. So, yeah, so basically we get down there in the morning, and most guys are fishing right around 1:30, 2 o'clock.
That is so cool, Rosie.
And the CBX is the Cross Border Express. Basically, you walk from the Otay Mesa side of the U.S. there across straight into the Tijuana airport.
Correct.
And then you are literally in the Tijuana
That's
airport
right.
after crossing a bridge.
That's right. And we have made this so ridiculously easy for you guys. Just like with any sport boat, I will meet you upon departure and return. I will have all your paperwork in order, from your cross-border express round-trip pass to your visas, your fishing licenses, your room assignments, everything that you need, your border, you know, to board the flights, your boarding passes. I get you all set up. I get you across the border. I tell you exactly, and not only in an email, but before I send you across, I tell you exactly what to expect every step along the way.
That's so cool.
Okay, so, you know, once you get through the security section where you got to put your stuff, just like on the airports here, where you got to put your stuff on the X-ray machine, to going up the elevators, to walking the 360-foot sky bridge. You know, at the top of that sky bridge, we have porters waiting for you.
Wow.
They're going to take all of your gear. The only thing you need to hang on to is what you are carrying onto the airplane. They're going to take all of that directly to the aircraft, so you don't even have to worry about it as you're walking through the airport. We've got you covered there. You're going to walk through immigration. As soon as you get over immigration, we have a concierge service on the Tijuana airport. Her name is Michelle. She scoops you up and takes you directly over to general aviation to where you guys will be boarding the aircraft.
That is so cool.
So basically,
and it's a private charter.
It's a private charter. Only our group will be on that aircraft.
Same plane.
Same plane. Same pilot.
Caravan.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah.
Yep.
It's just your own charter. And what about? Now, I understand that now down in Ensenada, they're charging $20 a ride.
Okay, this is crazy. So we have so many benefits of having our own direct flight, and that is definitely one of them. Even though we still need to be mindful about how much weight we take onto the plane, we now no longer have to pay that extra rod fee. You are allowed one rod, and then after that, there was a surcharge for each and every rod. Anywhere from $6, and now I hear, you know, up to $20 a rod. Well, this is our own aircraft. There's no more extra rod fee. There's no more extra weight fee. Like I said, though we need to be mindful of the weight we bring, because we want you guys to be able to bring back some fish. That's right. And you know, it's really crazy how little tackle and rods you need this trip. So even though, like I said, you know, you bring your stuff, there is no extra charges for boarding this aircraft because it is our chartered flight.
Yeah. Now, to me, four rods and reels is all you need, right, Ricky?
Well, I mean, yeah, unless you are a guy in a tackle shop, I guess.
No, it
totally is. I mean, that's the beauty of Cedros. You need a bass rod. You need a surface iron rod. You need a heavy rod that you could either fish a yo-yo jig with or troll Impala, right? Or slow troll a mackerel. Honestly, you need three.
Three,
but
really,
let's face it.
I'm trying to think, what's the four?
Let's face
but let's
it.
Face it. If
an
you're
an
Rick Maxa, exactly. You need four.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's it. I mean, that's the beauty of Cedros. You know, I mean, you're probably going to bring two bass rods, so you can have one set up for fishing your weedless and one set up for a leadhead, and then a surface iron rod, and then a yo-yo slash slow troll rod. There you go.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then a few yo-yo jigs, some sinkers, some
plastic.
And, you know, some Rapalas. You think about it. We were talking just the other day about trying to lighten the tackle boxes. You know, there's a lot of things that you can put in your tackle box that are lightweight, like Rapalas.
Sure.
And they were working very well down there this whole season. So
yeah, Rapala.
I think you were the one that turned me on to that
one.
Oh, yeah. Red and white there, huh?
Red and white.
Yeah, now we have to carry a red and white Rapala.
Yes, you do.
Never had to carry before, Pete.
But here, I don't know. I trolled them around here.
Right.
Around here. Didn't catch a thing on
that. That's so funny.
But down there.
Hey. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
Man. Straight up.
I don't know. Did anybody catch anything on them up here?
We had to sell a bunch of them because of you, and I have no idea if they caught them up here. But no, I mean, like you said, it was undeniable how well that thing worked down there. So, yeah,
they worked down there, and Big Al was the witness to that.
Big Al was the witness to that one.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's like, do you have any more of those things after we lost that one?
Exactly.
But it's the CD30, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, X-Rap
30.
X-Rap.
See, I'm old school.
Yeah,
X-Rap 30.
Would have been a CD18, now an X-Rap 30.
Now an X-Rap 30, yeah. Redhead, white body. Yeah, that's
exactly.
It. Now, the other thing, too, is if you do forget tackle, Cedros Tackle is right there.
Jeff Mariani is right there. And I tell you what, anytime we pick up the phone and give him a buzz, you know, he makes sure that, you know, if he's not there, his crew is there and everything
and
is taken care of.
He's got the red and white repellent.
Yes, he does. And not only that, but this is one of the things that we're working on for next year. We plan on putting a case inside our dining room area that is going to have all kinds of, you know, terminal tackle that someone might need. So that it's right there.
Yeah.
It was not going to be definitely as big as Jeff Mariani's, but it will definitely be there, and they'll have a few things to choose from.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there is more.
You've done other things at Cedros Sport Fishing to make it the best place even better.
Before we go, I just want to – that's one thing that I love and always have loved about this trip, and it's how easy it's always been made. And, Rosie, you just went over all those things, but that's been like the tradition – back in the original days of Cedros Adventures, is you didn't need to do anything. You're going on a somewhat exotic trip, private plane, private island. Those are trips that have a lot of steps, and those don't exist with you guys. And now that Rosie's there, it's tenfold easier even than it was before. Like, you're going on a trip that normally has a lot of moving parts and steps. You don't do anything. Like, you get to drive up to an airport in the United States, and then everything else just happens. All the mechanical parts just happen for you. And it's a big deal. I mean, you know what it's like, Pete, traveling to places that are exotic like that? It's not easy. And this one is, there's nothing to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So cool.
Yeah, I think this year that, you know, when the whole flight came to fruition, and it's exactly what you said, is like, we wanted to make it so easy. I mean, one of my favorite sayings is, you know, stupid proof with three O's. I tried to make it stupid-proof. I wanted to hold everyone's hand every step along the way so that they felt comfortable going across that border and knowing that they were going to be okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were a couple of guys that weren't quite sure about, you know, the parking situation and wondering, well, you know, they thought that since they're flying out of the Tijuana airport that they were parking in Tijuana. And even though I said, no, you're parking, you know, on the U.S. side in Otay Mesa, beautiful parking lot, and, you know, very safe. It's monitored 24/7, you know, the whole gig. Maybe they weren't as comfortable. It was the fear of the unknown.
Sure.
So, you know, I would get there with them, and once they got there, they're like, oh, well, this is really nice.
Yeah.
We didn't expect this, you know. And it's like, you know, getting them there and just making it that easy for them. And now, all those guys rebooked for next year because they said that this just couldn't be any easier. You know, and the biggest thing, you know, that wait at the border is just gone.
Yeah.
The wait at the border.
It could be 3 hours.
Or 4 hours.
Jeff
was 4 hours, and I was at one where, you know, it was up to 7 hours.
Oh.
It's gone. So, you know, we were figuring out, you know, how much time have we saved people just in drive and border waits? up to almost 15 hours in some cases.
Yeah,
that's
up
huge.
To 15 hours.
So let's talk about finances, because it is better things cost a little more.
Correct.
And the price had to go up because it's a private charter.
Absolutely.
So right now, Cedro Sport Fishing is maybe $300 more than others?
In some, it's like $200 to $300 more than the others. Correct.
But factor in $20 a rod if you take four rods.
Exactly.
That's right.
So you get one rod free, right?
Right. Extra
so
weight.
$60. Yeah. Extra weight. There's another $40 probably. Yep. There's $100 right there.
Yep.
Plus, what's a day worth to you?
Oh, my gosh.
What's a, whole day, what's a half a day of fishing worth to you?
A whole lot more than another $200.
Yeah.
I mean, just the direct flight. So the direct flight is worth it all.
But I want to point that out to people.
Exactly.
Like, you look at the price and go, whoa, it's way more expensive, man. It's like,
right.
Believe me.
I'll tell you
been
one
there,
thing.
Done that. I was, Ricky and I were there before anybody else was there.
Yeah.
Right? We were one of the first people to ever go there, and we've been there enough times that we know what's going on there. And this is
the real deal.
This is the way to go.
I'll tell you one thing. If I'm in a 4-hour border wait and I could snap my fingers and I could pay somebody $300 to be across the border, I couldn't get that money out of my wallet.
Yeah. That's enough.
You kidding me? Let alone all the other stuff that goes along with it.
Yeah, those hot churros at the border, they're not worth the wait.
It's not. You can get those at the airport.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
sure.
Right.
Now, you didn't talk about the fillet facility that you...
Oh, my gosh. Well, of course, you all know that, you know, fish processing is near and dear to my heart.
Right.
So when Big Al, Adrian, and Patrick, we all flew down to the island for my first time, just so I could kind of get a look at everything. And, you know, went up to the fillet facility, and Big Al says, well, what do you think? And I said, well, can we just level it and start new? And, you know, he turned to me and he said, yes.
Cool.
Absolutely, we can do that.
Yeah.
And Adrian got right on it. They leveled it out. It's a complete block building. We can scrub it from ceiling to floor.
Cool.
Nice fillet table, beautiful fillet boards, all brand new knives. And the one thing that everyone asks about, the most important thing at all, is that beautiful vacuum pack machine.
Mm-hmm.
That vacuum pack machine is worth its weight in gold.
Yep.
And you know,
and it's an amazing facility. I'm sure if you go on
facility.
The SagelSportFishing.com, you have pictures of it.
And I'm putting more pictures on. We're getting ready to just update our website, and more pictures will be going on there of the vacuum pack machine and the fillet.
So you
facility.
Can be sure the fish you bring back from Sagel Sport Fishing is going to be clean.
Absolutely.
And
table ready.
Table ready.
Completely table ready. They're taking, you know, the skin and the red line off of everything. I mean, you know, when I was down there working with them a little bit and showing them, you know, the red line on yellowtails, a little bit different than red line on a tuna.
Uh-huh.
And to make sure you get all that off, because when that is vacuum packed, if that red line's not taken off, that red line will just suck right into the meat of the fish.
Well, big exciting show today, a lot to talk about, and we're going to let Rosie talk about today's prize because she put together something pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
For
well,
Rosie
we think it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah. Rosie and Big Al don't mess around when it comes to promotions of this great place.
No messing around.
That's
sure. Our motto.
Big Al, by the way. Why isn't he sitting here with
Big
Jeff?
Al is hunting.
Oh.
Big Al is on a hunting trip, so that's where he's at. But, you know, our motto at Cedro Sport Fishing is go big or go home. So we went big, and we are giving away a value today of up to $1,225. And so basically, you guys, anyone's calling in at the end of the show, we pull your name out of the hat, and you can win half off of any trip in 2018.
Any available trip.
Any available trip. Half off of any available
so
trip.
So you will win, not can win.
Oh, you will win.
You will win.
You will win.
Half off. So basically, it's a 22. What's a trip?
The trip is $24.50.
$24.50.
So you can pick any trip, a 4-day, a 5-day, or a 6-day trip. Whatever trip you pick, half off of that trip.
Oh, any of the.
Any of them.
Any of them. Half off of that.
Whatever week works good for you. Whatever trip works
that
best for your schedule.
Any of the choices there. So
correct.
It can be a value of up to?
Up to $1,225.
Okay, so the 5-day trip is?
A 5-day trip is $2,250.
$2,250.
A 4-day trip is $2,050. And a 6-day trip is $2,450.
Okay, very good.
So any trip,
any of those,
half
so
off.
Cool. Half off of that,
that's right.
Available trip.
How about that?
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
There you go.
Somebody's going to win quite the prize.
You're
today.
Not kidding. Well, if you want to get your opportunity to talk to Rosie, talk to Jeff, get in on all this great fishing information today, talk about this great island, and obviously your chance at an amazing prize, a half-price trip to Cedro Sport Fishing. There's two ways that you can call us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, and first is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local line. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we taking your phone calls, you're also going to get that awesome opportunity at that great trip to Cedro Sport Fishing. Going to be a very, very busy morning here on Let's Talk Hookup. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. So much great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay, and we'd be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
Hey, you know, there's a place that the fish are always biting, and it's very convenient, close, and fresh, and that's Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landing in Point Loma. I'm telling you, day after day, I go in there and see the freshest thing in town in their case or on my plate that I take home for lunch.
That's the beauty of it. You walk into Point Loma Seafoods, the case is different every day, and every time it makes your jaw drop. They have just the most amazing selection of fish, exotics. They got the regulars. Have you had lately? They've been getting that deep set buoy gear swordfish.
Unbelievable.
I think it's as good, if not even better, than a harpoon fish. It is so good.
Same kind of quality there.
Best quality.
Yeah, absolutely. Fresh tuna, fresh yellowtail, fresh white sea bass, Alaskan halibut, salmon. I mean, how about the gourmet shrimp?
Live lobsters and crabs.
Well, live local lobsters or New England lobsters. And then, of course, king crab or fresh Dungeness crab.
Man.
I mean, the list goes on and on. If you have a dream of something tonight about seafood,
it's
at Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones were already packed up completely during the break. It's going to be a very busy morning. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
You just heard Greg Stotesbury from AFCO talking about AFCO product. He's going to be on the show next Saturday.
It's going to be
fun. Right here in the Mighty 1090 studio. Greg Stotesbury, a wealth of knowledge. We can't really get him in the studio during the prime fishing season because he fishes every day
humanly possible.
That
but
dude
now
is
that
maniac.
Things are winding down and he's transitioning between, you know, freshwater and saltwater and stuff.
And hunting.
And hunting, of course, yeah. We're nailing them for a day next Saturday right here on Let's Talk Hookups. So
that's going to be a great show.
You're going to be sure to want to listen to that, no doubt, for sure. Well, hey, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it. How about we start it off with Jose, who's called us from Upland this morning. Good morning, Jose. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Jose.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning,
my
Jose.
My question is, I'm a single guy, and my buddies don't fish like I fish. So do you have accommodations for a single guy that goes there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's not a problem at all. You know, just like any boat that you go on, you know, we may not start you off on a boat. We start you off on an aircraft. But doesn't mean that a single guy can't go down there. Our room accommodations are, you know, two per room. So you might, you know, share a room with someone or, you know, depending on how many people are on the trip, if I can put you in your own room, I will do that. And then on the pongas, there are three per pongas. So we'll just hook you up with someone that's got maybe two in their, you know, party, and then you go with them. And, yeah, away you go. No, singles all the time. It's great. Absolutely.
Oh, sounds good.
The basic accommodation.
I'm excited about it because of you being part of the operation there, Rosie, because you have the experience with the processing there, and that holds a lot of credibility.
Oh, well, thank you, Jose. I appreciate that.
Great. Yeah, you'd love it, Jose. Check it out. Yeah, so thanks a lot for the call. So the basic accommodations are two per room in the very comfortable room.
They are very nice.
Really super comfortable rooms. And then three per boat.
Three per ponga.
Yeah,
exactly.
And the boats are very, very comfortable. Boats.
They're very nice. And
the nicest ones on Cedro.
No doubt.
Yeah.
They definitely are. And just to give you guys a heads up, Lalo has been looking at adding to the fleet there and looking at some new pongas for next season. So hoping to get two more new pongas.
Nice.
Will be nice.
The one thing, too, you know, in the original days to go, you basically had to furnish your own charter. Like, you had to put the group of, you know, nine people together. That's not the case anymore. Like,
nope.
Jeff and I are buds. We want to call up Rosie and say, hey, we want to go to Cedros. We call you and, you know, you say, hey, we've got all these trips open.
Yep.
Hop on our website. You just pick a spot. And there's no more trying to, you know, get all the moving parts of, you know, 6 or 9 or 12 person groups together. You don't
exactly.
Want to spot and go.
Exactly. So if you look at the website and you go to schedules and there's a spot open and you call me first and put down your $500 deposit, it's yours. You're in. You're going.
That's there great. You go. Hey, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pedro. Hello, Rick. Hello, Rosie.
Hi, John.
Well, we had our first north winds coming out of the north, which is actually pretty late for normally we get them late October, early November, and we had a 3-dayer. It didn't blow hard enough to keep boats off the water, however, and didn't hurt the fishing that bad. Fishing's still pretty darn good. A real mix of fish. Water temp's helping. Water's still 83 degrees, which is perfect temp, as we know, for inside. And from the water inshore is finally cleared up now, so it's not murky inside, very clean inside, so they're whacking the rooster fish and doing good on the bottom as well. Some big Dorado. We sent out, believe it or not, we were having a great November. We sent out 10 boats yesterday, and it had been blowing the 3 days prior, and we were sending out 2 or 3 boats, and they were doing okay. They were actually doing better on the billfish than anything on the troll, having trouble getting bait. However, yesterday we got the big sardine again, and they got into the yellowfin again, a couple different spots, north again off of Pescadero, and south, just off of Fraley's, off the White Cliffs, south of Fraley's there. And they're doing well on them, a lot of sales again. They're doing good on the bottom, a lot of nice big pargo, watching on go. Yesterday they caught a couple 40-pound Dorados, some nice Dorados. So it's a real nice mix, and it's still going on. I'm surprised. This is late in the season for us to be still have such good fishing. So I'm pretty pleased.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, although it's November, it's still amazing fishing.
It's crazy the longevity that this season has had, John.
Yeah, it's been a good season for us. This has been, gosh, the best season I can remember in 20 years, really. It's been real consistent and a lot of variety. And, you know, the bill fishing's always good. Gosh, I can't think of a bad bill fishing year we've had in, in the last 20, you know. But people get tired of catching just billfish.
Well, I just need to get down there because I've never caught a rooster fish. And my husband and I keep on saying, we've got to get down to the ranch.
Ranch Elaine Harris. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, and there, between, it's this thing that saved us over the years are the marlin and the rooster fish. They're there every year no matter what. And big rooster fish every year, too. So,
wow.
But this year's big bonus because we've had a lot of elephants straight through the season and good Dorado bite, which we haven't had in like 3 or 4 years. So it's been an excellent year.
Yeah, so if somebody wants to come to Rancho Elaine Arrow, you're still open until through December, right?
December 1st.
Wow, nice.
Okay, so the rest of this month you'll be open, and then you'll be closed December, January, February. Is that right?
That's correct. And we open March 1st. This will be our last year. You know, they're opening a golf course just south of us, and you know, where everything we do is water related, and that wind comes in, and I don't want guests to have a bad time. It actually costs me more to close it than it does to keep the hotel open.
Sure.
So I'll be pleased to keep it open next year. I'm hoping they finish this golf course. So some people have something to do besides go fishing when that wind's blowing.
When the wind's blowing, yeah. Well, hey, John, in the meantime, if you want to book for next season or the rest of this November, spend Thanksgiving down there. That's not a bad idea, right?
No, yeah. You know what? We got a great spread for Thanksgiving. I've done the turkey, ham, the whole thing.
Yeah.
We did a great job.
I probably would rather be at Rancho Lanero than Chicago, which is where
I'm going to go.
Yeah, Lolly told me yesterday that it's 31 degrees in Chicago. I said, come on. No, it can't be that cold. It's November, man. It's 70 degrees in San Diego.
Yeah, wearing board shorts and T-shirts.
Who from San Diego goes to Chicago for Christmas?
Exactly, yeah, right. Pete does. Yeah. Oh, we do.
Chicago comes to San Diego for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm all over that.
Straight up, exactly.
I'm all over that. Hey, John, in the meantime, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero or book a trip next year, I know our June trip is getting filled quickly, so if you want to go with us next June, prime time, better get on it. How do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, June's a great month. 800-646-2252. And our website, RanchoLeonero.com, we've been loading a lot of pictures on this year. It's really, really, it shows the fish and it shows what a good season it's been if you get on there and check it out.
Yeah. Maybe I'll talk to all of Lolly's relatives about coming to Rancho Leonero next Thanksgiving. Huh?
Smartest move ever.
Good, huh? That's right.
The ones that catch my eye are those big pargo. Gosh, we've got some big pargo.
Love pargo.
I love them.
All right.
I love them. Big buggers. Thanks. Thank
Check
you
out
guys.
The pictures. All right, John. Talk to you next week. Appreciate the call.
All right. Well, the phone lines are packed up. We're going to jump right back into them and talk to Dan. He's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, y'all. Thanks for taking my call. I met Rosie a couple times. I think it was Jay at the Docks or Tackle Day. Yeah, one of the nicest people you could meet.
Aw, thanks,
anyway,
Dan.
Anyway, question is, I got a few questions. One is, if I'm understanding this right, I've got a passport card, so I can go across the border with that, and I don't need a passport to fly the rest of the way, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, because one thing that's really great about this CBX is you are walking across the border. So a passport card is perfect. That is all you need.
Really? Okay.
That's all you need. Passport or passport
flight.
Card. You're taking a domestic flight.
Domestic flight. So now what if you're, just to clarify, if you're on, say, Volaris on a commercial flight, do you need a passport or is the passport
you've walked across the border? You've literally walked across the border. Now if you were to fly across the border from the United States and across the border, then you would need
a passport
book.
Okay.
But since you have actually walked across the border, your passport card will serve you well.
Is fine.
Because you're crossing the border via land, and then once you're there, you're just making a domestic flight that never leaves the country.
Okay. That makes sense.
Question two. If I came into the shop, could you guys put me together like everything I'll need for the first couple of days, like a box of a kit of what I'll need for the first couple of days until hopefully I run out and need to go see Jeff?
he'll dial you in. I got to tell you this real quick. I have sent a few people down this summer, said you go talk to Rick. And he will get you dialed in on everything you need.
Yeah, we'd be happy to, Dan. We do it all the time and just try to base it on, you know, the weight that you have and the gear that you already have. And if that's nothing, that's fine, too. But, yeah, we've, you know, several of the guys in the shop, myself and Ryan, have been to Cedros a number of times and would be more than happy to dial you in. You know, and it can be hey, man, I want to have everything I could possibly use, or I just want the bare minimums to get me by, whatever you want. We'll just kind of tailor it to however you want it and whatever the budget allows for. And, yeah, we'll dial you in, Dan, for sure.
All right. Well, good luck winning that half off there, yeah. Dan. That's a nice incentive.
That's a pretty darn good incentive to call in this morning.
All right. Thanks a lot. Well, look at that. I got rid of that, and it's already lit up again.
Instantly jam-packed.
So the point is, keep on trying. You keep on getting through. It's going to be a busy morning this morning, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. I want to talk a little politics right now about Cedros, because the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet is really getting a raw deal at Cedros Island right
sure.
now by being banned from fishing Cedros and Bonitas. And I want to make it clear that Cedros Sport Fishing, Big Al, Adrian, are not a part of that. They are not a part of that, and have not been a part of that whole program. The guy that is the part of it is the guy that owns that other resort on the island. He has been instrumental in keeping the American boats out of Cedros. So if you are supporting that organization, you are supporting him banning the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet from Cedros.
Right. Yep.
So I want to make that clear. The Cedros Sport Fishing has nothing. In fact, Cedros Sport Fishing has been working hard. The manager at Cedros Sport Fishing is the mayor of Cedros.
Correct.
And he wants all the American boats back. It's commerce for them. Not only American boats, the sport fishing boats that go up and down the coast and stuff
That's
like
right.
that, they
sure.
can't go there either.
That's right.
And it's bad for the bad business for the whole town.
Yeah. And, I mean, right. the people that are familiar with Cedros are familiar because of going there on a long-range boat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where all of us, every one of us in this room, that's how we all found out
yep.
about it, is from getting to go there on a five-day trip.
Absolutely.
And that's just one of those things. I mean, yes, that place is on the map now, and yes, there's awesome operations like Cedros Sport Fishing, but, you know, had it not been for those sport fishing boats, none of us would have ever even known about the fishing potential there.
And the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet has zero impact on the resource at Cedros Island or Bonitas Island. None.
Yeah,
I mean, we fished there before the ban. We fished there after the ban. There's no difference.
Yeah.
They. In fact, sometimes it's like the Ponga guys can find out where the fish are thanks to the sport
yeah.
fishing.
Thanks to the boats.
Opportunities
yeah.
for bait for their lobster guys. I mean, there's so many advantages of having it there. It's a bummer that guy is the squeaky wheel yep. that he is to make those things happen. And I agree with you, and I'm glad you say it, too. Because
he's got some heavy pull somewhere in Mexico
yep.
City.
And
we don't know why or how, but if you're supporting him, you're supporting...
Yep.
I'm going to call it kind of anti-American, frankly.
There you go.
So there you go.
Well, I'm glad you said it.
All right.
Well, hey, the phones... I agree. The phones are packed up. We're going to jump right back into them. How about this time we talk to Randy? He's calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. Randy, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show with Rosie this morning. It's nice to hear her voice.
Oh, thanks, Randy.
My question's for Rosie, and you need to bring your wife down and have her enjoy a nice 3 or 4 day trip. What would be the best time of year to bring her down?
Gosh, any time of year. You know, from June, and you know what? Next year, this has been so popular. Next year, we're even going into November, okay? And by the way, November 1st, Wahoo showed up at the island. We're plucking Wahoo out of the water.
So
okay?
Cool. Seriously?
Yes. So, yeah, I would say for your wife, depending on what her likes are, you know, the weather-wise, you know, that August, September, you know, area is really nice and warm. You know, if she doesn't want to go fishing one day and she wants to hang out up on the upper deck and read a book or something like that, it is absolutely gorgeous weather in all through the day and into the evening. It's still warm in the evening. You know, if she likes
okay,
a little
cool.
bit cooler weather, then, you know, in June, in the evening times, it still cools off a little bit. You might actually need a jacket
mm-hmm.
and maybe even long pants. Not sure. We never took long pants, but you might need long pants. And then again in November, you know, you might need long pants in the evening and a jacket. But, yeah, I would say just depending on the weather for you. Anytime
great.
Is good.
Thank you.
To hang out on that upper deck and have that view, you know, of the Pacific looking in towards the coast and maybe get a massage in the afternoon
yep.
and
yep.
just there it is. If you want a rad spot to relax, and don't get me wrong, it's not, you know, there's a huge amount of infrastructure, but if you're into hanging out, reading a book, enjoying a spectacular view, the nicest people at the lodge that you could ever imagine, it's a great spot for it.
All right.
It
very
is.
Very good. Hey, look who's on the line. Castman, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Sorry we missed you yesterday, Castman.
Yeah, we were up around outside by the Iman Bank, and I had real weak signal, and eventually lost you guys. But came the other way today. We're here off of just south of Palmia, and got really good reception here. And first day yesterday was our first day of our Wahoo Rumble, and guess what boat got the only Wahoo of the day? And that's that was our boat.
Yeah,
got a 37.5 pounder, but. Unfortunately, we don't partake in the tournament because, you know, otherwise they're going to think I rig it, and which I probably would.
Yeah.
I somehow think you rig it even if you're not in it.
Yeah,
it's just a cast man way.
That's what he does.
Yeah, but anyway, since no wahoo were caught yesterday by the anglers, we substitute tuna to fill in those spots there for the tournament. And right now, 101-pound yellowfin's leading
nice.
The tournament. We have a 57-pounder, and then we have a 46-pound tuna are leading. But, you know, 10-pound wahoo can knock that 100-pound tuna out today. So hopefully the boys get into them. But anyway, good time, good weather, flat seas out here, and a lot of tuna. Guys came in with a mega tuna yesterday with a lot of small ones, a lot of football, but... like I say, there were some bigger fish mixed in with the count yesterday. So anyway, good fishing. Hopefully we do well today. I'm anxious to get. We open up the weigh station here at 12:30. So I'll be back at the dock at noon, and hopefully I'll be able to weigh some nice fish. But otherwise, yeah, it's great down here. Just beautiful weather, and we're out here trolling right now. Just see what we can get, but then we'll head back in. There's a real good tuna bite off the Palmia. They said it starts about 10:30 there, and then usually goes for a couple hours. So we've got some sardine in the tank. That's what we're going to do. But anyway, that's the live Baja Fish Report from San Jose del Cabo, and I'll be back in town on Tuesday, so I'll talk to you guys from home next Saturday.
Sounds great, Castman. Where'd you catch the wahoo on?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. I was so curious.
We got him on the Chi Willy. You know, we went out to the Gordo Bank and made that bait. It's going to... that Chi Willy looks like a mackerel, but it's got a real small mouth, and they use a real small hook with the dark meat of the of a bonito or a tuna, and they just they chum the waters, and they come up, and they're really difficult to catch. But we had six in the tank yesterday, and we had three hits on the wahoo. I lost my first one, hit my rod, and the trap hook came off. So we were a little depressed there because it was a nice fish. And then we did get the second bite. And then the third bite, we had one jump out after the bait, and he missed it and didn't come back. But the wahoo are there. I imagine I'll be weighing wahoo today, so I've got my fingers crossed.
All right, Castman. And thanks for that live on-the-water report from San Jose del Cabo. And best of luck, and we'll hear the full report next Saturday here on Let's Talk Hookup.
You got it, Pedro. Talk to you then.
Thanks, Castman. Appreciate that very much. All right, here's a guy who has just done a tremendous job down on Cedros Island, Jeff Marani from Cedros Kayak Fishing. Good morning, Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
Morning, Pete, Rick, Rosie. How you guys doing?
Good, Jeff.
Hey, just want to say I'm not that other guy.
Yeah, I know. Oh, no.
Quite the contrary.
Absolutely. Great show. I heard you guys all talking. I heard you mention that. And I just wanted to call in and say to Rosie, you know, my wife and I were so thankful for everything that you and Al have done for us since we met you guys at the Fred Hall show last year. And it's been a great year. We have a great relationship with you guys and all of your crew. They've helped me all the time this year down on the island. And so, just, you know, thank you so much. I look forward to another great year with you guys, and can't wait to get back down there myself. And so I'll just I'll be on standby listening to everything. I just want to call and say hi.
Oh, well, you know, thanks, Jeff. You know what? We really do. We have a great partnership together, and we really appreciate you and Carrie, too, man. It just could not have worked out better for both of us.
Yeah.
You
know? Jeff's operation, Cedros Kayak Fishing. You want to fish a kayak? You know, the tackle store also, I mean, I've been there a couple times with them. It's awesome.
Let me tell you how awesome Jeff Mariani is. Okay, so we go down in June. No, we go down in May. We go down the end of May. We actually, this is still when we were driving the van down and flying out of Ensenada. And Jeff and Carrie, and they had some of their clients on board, their guests going down to their lodge. And, you know, we get off the plane, we get to the island, and, you know, immediately Jeff Mariani's crew, they've got the kayaks down on the beach, they're ready to launch, and, you know, Jeff, my husband, is fly fishing off of the shore, and Jeff Mariani comes over, hey, Jeff, come on, got a kayak for you, let's go.
That's so cool.
So
that's
gracious, right. Hooks Jeff up on the, you know, with the kayak, and my husband's out there on one of Jeff's kayaks, fly fishing.
Nice.
It was, he had such a great time.
That's cool.
Such a beautiful.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. Looking forward to that same kind of stuff next year.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Hey, Jeff, nice to hear from you. Cedros Kayak Fishing, the good guy.
Talk to you guys later.
The good guys. Thanks, the good guy.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, just returning from that Shogun Guadalupe trip, I got to talk about Guadalupe fishing. And if you want the combo for Guadalupe, the ideal setup would be the Talica 20 and that Therese rail rod. I'd say the XH or even the double XH.
Totally.
7-tooth Therese rail rod. Perfect combination. Put 80-pound. Put 100-pound Power Pro on it, 80-pound Top Shot of Seaguar Floor Premier. Come on!
Oh, it's perfect. The beauty with that reel is you can cast. You can comfortably make a cast. It's got a very lightweight spool. Fish is a live bait, better than the other reels of that size. And then when you hook a fish, it's got that Talica power.
You bet. Now, that being said, on our trip, there were more fish caught on the Talica 16 than any other reel on the boat.
No doubt.
Is that the right thing to catch 150-pound tuna? No, but it works, and it works well, and a lot of fish were on the boat because of that, because it fly lines so well.
There's no denying that it's more comfortable to fish with, and the beauty of any Talica is the reel's not going to let loose. I mean, a Talica 16 for sure is up to the job of handling it. You've just got so much more power in a larger size reel like the Talica 20. So you've got to make that decide.
Do I reel?
You got it, man.
16
cast better,
and 20.
Fish better, or have that amazing power of the 20.
Just make sure you have that Therese rail rod with it. That's Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report, which today is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and the famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. We're going to start it off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. Good morning.
Awesome. Man, nice week of fishing here for November. Holy cow. Good weather, the whole nine yards is good stuff, man.
So rad.
We are seeing our water, though, start to make that slow drop in temp. You know, we were fishing 62 to 65 degree water along the beach this week, but gosh, man, sure was nice outside. Even with the cooler water, though, that surface action on the Bonita here locally was game on again this week. Same grade of fish with some smaller 2 pound stuff on up to the bigger 7-8 pound tackle busters. A majority of what we've been catching, though, has been the bigger grade Bonita. Some absolute burner stops a few days this week, too. Again, the surface jig fishermen fared the best. That 100-gram blue Colt Sniper was the jig of choice again this week. Just being able to make that multiple cast, you know, not having to stop and put a new bait on to make another cast has been the difference maker for sure. Getting the boat stopped, same deal. Sonar marks, troll stops, kind of like that. The best part of this whole fishing has been that it's been really close to the harbor. So it's allowed us to make best of our fishing time, not have to make any sort of run to get to the body of fish. So that's been the big bonus. Still some bass, sheephead and rockfish in our accounts as well on both the 3/4 day and 1/2 day trips. And gosh, man, the guys that are bringing their own like shrimp and clam have just been flat out roping some real nice sheephead too on those 1/2 day trips. And then finally on the halibut front, the real fun's out there today trying to drift out a few fish to add to the leaderboard. At the top of the leaderboard right now is a 17-pound fish, but I'll tell you, you know, going off years past,
yeah,
there's been some 40-pounders at the top. So it's safe to say that there is no safe spot on that leaderboard right now and plenty of room to add fish and to, you know, to make a move and stuff like that. So that's kind of it for us. If you guys want to hop on a trip, give us a call at the landing, 949-496-5794. Of course, reservations are a must this time of year. It's just way better to make your reservation so we know what to expect, who's going to be on the boat, people-wise. And then you can check us out on the web, of course, at danawharf.com. And then, again, use that discount on one of these half-day trips. You can link on the Dana Wharf ad right there on the front of the Let's Talk Hookup webpage and save 25% on one of these half- or three-quarter-day trips.
Such a killer deal. And, boy, if you haven't done bass rod bonita fishing, you are missing out. There is very little to have more fun than having your heavy bass rod, like you say, and Colt sniping up those things. That is such a good time.
It's made for a blast, and certainly it's been a welcome deal. We're stoked on it, and we'll ride it out as long as we can.
That's rad, Woolley. Great report, as always. Great information. We sure appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
All right, Woolley. Appreciate that very much. Now we're going to hit the surf. Our surf guru, the man, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
What's up, gents?
We're doing great, buddy. How are you? How's the surf?
I call that Bonita training wheel fish, you know what I mean? That's how a grommet learns how to fish something to take some drag, you know what I mean?
It's easy access, and they're always hungry.
I got them off the piers, too, still, and some quality fish, too. Let's start up north. You know, we're starting to see a transition here to warmer water species fading a little bit. You know, the Corbina action was slow this week for the first time in a long time. The barred perch starting to show in numbers, especially those northern beaches, greater size, greater number. Highlight of the week was the halibut fishing, though. Cooler water, lots of bait inside was the key there. Starting up in Santa Barbara, good overall fishing. Perch bite was much improved. Good numbers of fish showing on most of the beaches. Goleta, Carpinteria were two particular good spots. The halibut bite was also strong with several fish reported in and around the harbor there and on several of the beaches. Good swim bait bite there at the sand spit. And then the hard jerkbaits were working best on the open beaches like East Beach and Goleta. Wiley's reported improved halibut bite. They had a 30-inch fish yesterday taken off Pina Creek there on a frozen anchovy. The sargo, another cooler water species, was biting full speed there off Coastline Drive. 200-pound black sea bass caught and released off the Malibu Pier. Just Fishing reported some nice bonita in and around King Harbor, some fish over the 5-pound mark, up to like 6-7 pounds. Splashers, spoons, mega baits all working. Big Fish and Seal Beach reported, it's kind of interesting, real good bonefish bite. The old Marine Stadium, it's kind of a backwater area, but the guy's been walking the shore there, pitching bloodworms and catching some nice bonefish. You know, 1, 1.5, kind of like those San Diego Bay models. But very interesting. Those guys been around a long time, never really seen bone fishing up there. So that's an interesting trend. Best bet for halibut's been Cherry Beach there. Lucky Craft have been tops. Ketchum and Newport reported some big bonita taken off the piers. You know, you have the canyon right there. That's always good piers for bonita. Bubble and feather, crocodiles, mega baits taking fish 3 to 5 pounds with a few kickers up to 7. Hogan's and Dana Point reported off the short jetty, 27-pound halibut taken on a cut anchovy, and also off the short jetty, a 20-pound sheephead. You heard Willie saying the sheephead were worth going after, and a 20-pounder's a dandy. That was taken on a mussel. And then Pacific Coast Blue Water also reported good halibut action on those North County beaches. You know, interesting going on right now, Rockhut, those flash minnows are on back order and real hard to find, and a lot of the shops don't even have any on the peg. So, you know, we've talked about
what's that all about? Come on.
I know. It's a slow boat from Japan or something. But they said they're supposed to get some in November and then January. But, hey, Pete, you know how good those X-Raps are. I'm a big Rapala fan, and I love those XR-10s, those XR-8s. That new Cold Sniper from Shimano, that's an excellent hard jerk bait. Comes in a smaller and a larger size. I've heard some stuff about those Livingstons. And then I've been experimenting with a Yamamoto hard jerk bait. It's a real wide swimmer, but it's been getting bit for me. So a lot of, a lot of good fishing, and it seems like that halibut's moving in shallow. And that bonefish kind of interesting, huh, Pete? I know that's
cool.
One of your favorite fish to
no
go after.
No kidding.
That's rad, Gunny. Well, so that's the beauty of surf fishing, is it's a year-round sport and different things are for different times, and it always keeps you on your toes. You know, once you finally get the Corbina, you never get them figured out. But once you get comfortable, then something phases out, and you get to start targeting this and, you know, big halibuts. It's such a cool fishery, Gundy, and we sure appreciate you taking so much time to get all of us dialed in all the way up and down the coast.
Yeah, I love doing it. You're right, Rockhut. It's an evolving fishery. It's a year-long deal, and it's all quick access, you know, and it's a great stress reducer, right?
Good call, buddy.
No kidding. All right, Gundy Gunderson, our surf crew extraordinaire, thanks a lot for that report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen.
All right.
Thanks, Gundy. All right. We want to remind you that CatchPort is sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com, where you'll find all the gear you need to catch fish at the beach. That's SurfFishTackle.com.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
They are packed solid. Mark in San Clemente, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Mark? Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Hey, I just wanted to mention that my brother and I have been down to Cedros a couple times, and we've done the whole Ensenada thing, and then in September, with Rosie's help, we did a trip, and walking across that border is just seamless. Rosie just sets everything up, and it's very easy, and you're fishing, you know, in a few hours.
Yeah, it's pretty darn cool. You know, we think about, you know, where we've come from, and, you know, learning how to make this just so easy and so effortless for you. And just, you know, making sure all the paperwork is in order and having all the people in place and just get you to that aircraft, walking through that airport is just as simple as can be. You're not toting anything. We got the porters, and, you know, Michelle gets you right to the plane, and away you go.
So cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, and we will definitely be booking our trip for 2018. And one last thing, Pete, do not spend your fishing dollars on the other bad guy.
Yeah.
That's right.
There you go, Mark.
Well,
you got
Mark.
It.
Correct.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call this morning. Speaking of which, I know we have two Let's Talk Hookup trips in 2018.
Yes.
One of them is already full.
One of them is full, but your August one has six spots open.
Six spots
so
open.
If you guys want to, you know, fish on one of the Let's Talk hookup trips, you know, get with me because it's going to fill up fast.
Oh, yeah.
And that is, by the way, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Pete Gray if you guys don't already know this. Pete is very particular about when he goes fishing and where he goes fishing and when he goes fishing.
Yeah.
So, you know, he is spoiled. He picks the dates where he looks at the moon phases to make sure that they're just right. So to give the people that go on his trips the best opportunity to catch fish. So, and then Pete did that again this year.
Well, I think Ricky's going to want to host that August trip.
Oh, that's ideal. You kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, just such good time of year, such good fishing, good weather. It's that is prime time for Cedros.
Yeah.
It is.
No
Can't
doubt
wait.
About it. So check it out on our website, letstalkhookup.com. On the trips page, you'll see the dates and the availability. And even if the July trip is full, but get on the wait list.
Get on the wait list.
No doubt.
There's plenty of time left.
Get on the wait list.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey,
absolutely.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more with Rosie. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers. Or the Impulse, up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once, and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Fifth Avenue
Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
It's long range season. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. It's all about tuna and wahoo this time of year, and the Yozuri Bonita high-speed trolling plug has been a staple in the long-range fleet for over 30 years. This jig has put more wahoo on the deck than any other lure, and we have a great stock now at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check out the new Yozuri Top Knot Fluorocarbon Leader material. It's invisible and abrasion resistant and draws a bite like no other. So for Yozuri lures, original Yozuri Pink, or the new Top Knot Fluorocarbon, come see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.